What's up, true believers? Welcome to another exciting episode of Heart in the Paint with your host, as always, Justin. What's up, guys? I got some E3 2018 news for you. This is probably going to be a very, very different episode because majority of the time we were talking about the amazing world of film and the Marvel MCU as well as Star Wars and all that good stuff. But today and a couple of the other episodes are going to be a little bit different because we are going to be centering around E3. I know I'm a couple of days late, guys, but I just wanted to wait to a time where that we had a lot of content where I'm just not going day by day. I did want to do a day by day, but you know, it just didn't really turn out to be like that. But I did want to recap a lot of titles, some of my main ones that I wanted to kind of like go over, but pretty much they're going to be my top couple picks of E3 and what I'm really excited for, and breaking down some other titles. Stay tuned because Heart in the Paint starts right now. Let's go. E3 is officially here, guys, and it's only been a couple of days. We have already seen Microsoft and Bethesda. We have seen BioWare, Ubisoft, all those good ones, as well as Sony was last night, or depending on where you are in the world. So far, my recap here. Now, we're going to be talking about the titles in the next segment here, but as my so-called recap right now, I mean, even though I'm a Sony fan, I'm just a recent Sony fan, and I've been a Microsoft console fan, not a Windows person, but I've been a Microsoft console person for a very, very long time. The only Sony thing I've owned is back in the PS2, and that was a very, very, very short time. As well, I only got a PS3 just for Metal Gear Solid 4. That is basically it. Recently I did do an exchange, so I just wanted to give that context so you know that I'm not a biased person. But Microsoft had a beast presentation this year. So far right now, Microsoft takes the cake because Sony's last night, I was expecting for Sony to be big because they're always kind of big. They only kind of gave us 8 titles where Microsoft gave us 50. Yes, that is 50. And even though after the release of the 8 titles, they gave us like little small ones on the table when the announcers were kind of like taking over. I don't know what was up with that. It was kind of weird. But still, the titles that I wasn't expectation to get, still Sony kind of won it for me. But there is things that Microsoft showed that still will be for the PS4. So it was kind of like a win-win for me. But overall, the recap so far, because right now, as we speak, Nintendo is doing theirs. And kind of, you know, time throughout the day when I went in and out of their press conference, they were still talking about Super Smash Brothers, as well as the, I think what was called Hello Pikachu. Again, not an extreme Nintendo fan. I'm always open-minded to seeing what other studios are doing. And always, again, you know me, guys, always open for the story if it's going to be good. So it's time to go up over some of my top lists of what I'm looking forward to, from probably, I don't know where I'm going to start, with maybe the best to the worst. Not really worst, but you know, I'll probably give maybe 5 top, you know, games that I'm looking for. So all right, that's next. Stay tuned. So my biggest thing that I'm waiting for, the biggest title that I got what I wanted with this E3, I'm going to have to take it. A lot of my things are going to kind of go on the Sony side. But again, when I say a Microsoft side, later on in this list, it's still a PS4 title as well. So it's not really a PS4 exclusive. So my biggest thing, and I think I share a lot of the round table here, is Spider-Man, PS4 Spider-Man. So that's one of the biggest things that we got to see, and the biggest thing that we got to take away from last night's Sony's press conference. But I'm super excited even to see gameplay in this, just to kind of see where the storyline really is. And like anything else, the more and more closer we get to September, the release of Spider-Man, the more we're going to get content. And the biggest thing that I love about this is that if you pre-order the Spider-Man, you get to get the Iron Iron Spider from Avengers Infinity War, which is super amazing. So I don't know if that's going to like change somewhat of the configuration or somewhat of the gameplay in that, but that's something that is super, super, super exciting. But again, we got some gameplay last night, as well as you know, some of the producers and the writers kind of brought us through more of the massive world of New York City and a couple of features that's going to be in it. The City That Never Sleeps, which is going to be some DLC and as well as online content that is literally going to be updating the city like for a very long time, for probably the next couple of years, and so on and so forth as DLC comes out, which I hope, this is already an Easter egg here, I guess it's an Easter egg, but they have Avengers Tower in there, they have the Sanctum in there, so they're already bringing the universes together, so that's something that hopefully we do see some kind of Easter egg or spoiler or some kind of hidden character in there. So I know that we're going to see it somehow, or sooner or later. But as we know with the Spider-Man game, it's going to be Mr. Negative and somewhat maybe the puppet master of the Kingpin there. So we do see the trailer, which hopefully you guys saw the trailer, was somewhat their own version of the Sinister Six. But we get teased with the sixth person that we only see as a, like kind of a light shining on Spider-Man and saying, oh, you, stuff like that. Which meaning that, you know, if you read the latest Game Informer, you know that Harry Osborn is, or I think it's his father, is the mayor of New York City. So hopefully that is. I really think that the light that is being shown on him, because it looks as if it is like above him or floating or hovering, keyword, wink, wink. I think it's going to be the Green Goblin, or the Hobgoblin, but depending on where they go with it, I think it's going to be something like that. I mean, it can be it. I'm not sure. I'm just going to kind of put that out there. So, that could be the Sinister Sixth person in that one. But again, Spider-Man takes the cake with that number one slot. That's probably the most anticipated game. Now, again, that is my list. Now, if everything I searched online, the biggest one is a Cyberpunk. Now, Cyberpunk does look really, really, really good. But it kind of like, you know, if GTA meets, I don't know, Blade Runner, you know? So that's still, you know, I'm open-minded to that. And, you know, I'm never turning down anything that's like, you know, that. But second one kind of goes with... now, I picked the second spot because of, like, the beauty and the graphics is the Ghost of Hiroshima. That one looked amazingly. With the 4K, it looked amazing. The trailer looked amazing. Even the gameplay looked really, really cool. And, again, that's something that we really don't get a lot is games like that in that time. You know, Japanese games to bring our attention like that. So that kind of took me as the second spot because, the engine on it as well as the configuration and gameplay on it looked very, very beautiful. And the cinematography and the color on that was just absolutely breathtaking. So that kind of took the second spot as well. Okay, and third, and you know, the third and a couple other spots that go from there is kind of just like dabbling around of what kind of got our attention. Now, the reason why I picked Anthem to be three, now Anthem is not a Microsoft exclusive, but it is both for all consoles. The only reason why, I mean, again, gameplay looks dope. You know, I'm very, very open to what it's going to be about. The reason why it takes the number three for me as of right now is because you're kind of like Iron Man in a way, because you're kind of like flying. Now, again, I didn't know if they're going to put that actual feature in where you're like, it's a free roam, it was like an open world, but can you really just go up from the ground and fly? Yeah, you can. So that's kind of pretty dope. And even when you're fighting those villains or enemies or whatever you want to call them, you know, you're moving around just like Iron Man, kind of like a war machine kind of way. So that one was really, really exciting. Again, Last of Us would be the next one. The Last of Us, I mean, just the movement in that game. And there's like, it's all about the little details of what makes a great game. Now, first of all, I mean, still from the Last of Us Part 1, that was something that was just, you just wanted to sit back. You didn't even want to play it because it was so beautiful. The story was amazing. In the second one, what I saw with the gameplay trailer, there's this one time where the lady, there's this other lady that's shooting at our main character, and you know, she has arrows. So as soon as our main character hits her and takes her down, her arrows fall out. You can literally grab everything that the other enemy drops, which it makes it very, very realistic. So that was that kind of really took the cake. Another one that was probably the most shocking one was Resident Evil 2. Now again, this is not going to be a remastered. This is literally going to be a remake. Now this looks amazing. Now this looks, I mean, to take that, the Resident Evil 2, 3, and Nemesis was probably my favorite one. Just to, you know how we have those remakes, now they're the same game, it's just better graphics. This one is literally a total remake. It is not a remastered one. So that one was the biggest shock of the conference. So far, and because that was something that we were not expecting. I'm trying to go through all the games that they kind of did, because there's a lot of them. Now, Spider-Man takes the first one, but my most anticipated ones that I'm really looking forward to and kind of like biting my nails, but I'm still on the fence, is Fallout 76. Again, I'm a huge Bethesda fan. Fallout 76 to be that kind of engine where it's going to be an open world and everyone that you do see in the world is another person online. So that's something that's kind of cool, but I'm still on the fence to see how realistic it's going to be. As if like it still is going to have the crafting engine. It's 4 times as big as Fallout 4's map, which is crazy. But the cool thing about it, to make me understand it like this, I can build a store in a place in the map and own that, open it up and sell goods, where if you guys need ammo, I have an ammo store, and whatever you buy, I get the credits or caps for it. That's something really cool. I can build a hotel for you guys to come sleep and save your game. All those kind of things. That's pretty impressive. That's pretty cool. But I'm very open-minded about that right now. I'm excited to see that kind of open world, because again, Fallout 76, Vault 76, is the one way before all that crap happened in the Fallout world. And the post-apocalyptic one. Now, also, you know, the mods are going to be crazy in this one. Another one is Starfield. Starfield, we finally get the Bethesda, out in space. But again, we did not see anything, just a teaser, like a 1 minute, 2 minute teaser there. That's something that's, I'm kind of on the fence about, but I'm very, very intrigued. Of course, Elder Scrolls 6. A lot of it goes to Bethesda with this, like, list here. And I'm gonna throw it out there, guys. I'm open to it, and I hope it is what I think it is. Is Halo Infinite? I hope this is an open world, free roam game. That's going to be super amazing to kind of see that, and not just more so a drop into the map and that's it. There's a place in the map that you cannot go, and that's it. No, I hope it is infinite, because it's gonna be a play on words of an infinite world where it's open. So that's going to be something that's really, really dope to see. But I mean, again, there was a lot of great other titles, but for right now, those are the ones that kind of take the cake for me. One that looks cool but I'll never play only goes to Forza. I'm not a really good car playing game. I really can care less about them, but the optics on it and the actual premise is pretty cool. It's an open world, and you know, it's an online world where, you know, if I'm driving next to you, you want to race, we can race. But again, there's no there's no borderlines. There's pretty much, you can go wherever you want to go, and the game will change with each season. So when we're in winter, it will be winter. So that's pretty dope. I'm really, really excited to see that into other games. But that's pretty much my list, guys. If you have any other feedback, if I missed a game that you liked, please hit the callback button on the Anchor app. If you are new to listening to this, please hit the favorite on the Anchor app. If you are listening to any other podcast outlets, please hit that subscribe button. And again, hit that callback button. Head on over to Anchor and hit that callback button to be featured on a future episode. Just hit me, give me that feedback. What did you think? What was your favorite game? I want to hear from you guys. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to me rap about my stuff. Thank you for listening to Hard in the Paint. I'm Justin, as always. Stay awesome, guys.